Your clients need to turn themselves into a research project. I've mentioned this before, and it's a great idea, and it's one that's quite useful in terms of introducing it to your clients, because that is essentially your role as a coach when working with people to make this quite dramatic shift around the recovery to wellness. So they become a research project, you become their chief research coach, and what they are looking to do is to understand how they work, how they behave, how they respond, and how they can bring about behavior change. They need to understand how to influence themselves. With that, they need to have a customized plan that is made just for them in their own particular situation, and that is integrated with their own strengths and weaknesses, and is set in their own environment, which of course is unique to them. They need to understand that once they've brought about this research, they will be able to identify key moments where change is possible and where they need to put their attention so that they can bring about the changes that they're looking for. And last but not least, they need to begin to really embrace the idea that bad days, so days where things don't go so well, where they have setbacks, where the changes that they're trying to identify and change, you know, doesn't take place, and so on, those days need to be turned into learning. That's what they're there for. What can we learn from it? What can we reintegrate back into our understanding of ourselves? This is really such a crucial aspect, because it allows us, as I've said earlier in this course, to move away from blame and shame and judgment and guilt, and simply to say, okay, so that didn't work. Let's try to understand what was going on and then reintegrate that back into what we're trying to do and have another go and see if we can bring about the changes that we want.